I grew up in Novato, graduated from San Marin High School. I went away to college, went to Sac State, and have a criminal justice degree from Sac State. I came back to Sonoma County and really got my first real police-type job out of college here with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office. I started in August of 1994 as a correctional officer in the jail. So I applied for deputy sheriff position and was hired in 1996 as a deputy, and I've been working in the law enforcement division ever since.
Can you tell us a little bit about how your first week has been and if there have been any particular challenges or surprises just in the beginning week of the job?
Well, luckily I haven't had any challenges or surprises in the first week that have caught me off guard. But I can tell you I'm excited and really looking forward to the future. Some of the challenges I think that are out there and I'm ready and willing to go after are a deep commitment to community policing, community service. So that's very important to me. The second challenge out there that I look forward to facing is really working in our jail. I think it's really important for everybody listening to know that 46% of the people who are in our jail today have some sort of mental illness. So there's 1,100 people in our jail on an average daily basis. 46%, so over 500 inmates have a mental illness. And I do not like having the distinction of running the largest mental health institution in this county. It bothers me on a personal level, and it bothers me on a humanity level.
How has former leadership tried to address that problem, and what do you plan to do differently to make a dent in that issue?
Well, it's a problem that's evolved rather recently with what we call prison realignment, AB 109, that started happening really in 2011. We started seeing an influx of inmates from the state prison population and having them housed here locally. And the homeless crisis that our county has really started to face in these last few years has also driven that. We know from the Moment in Time survey in Sonoma County that about 65% of the chronically homeless also are chronically mentally ill. So these things are all kind of different problems coming together. So steps we've taken so far. We now have what's called a jail-based competency program, which allows inmates who are stuck in the criminal justice process between being competent to stand trial and not competent. We now have streamlined that process to get them competent and get them through the court process so they can move on to treatment and other options. The other thing that we're working on for the future is working with Barbie Robinson, who's the director of public health, and looking for creative programs where we can divert minor offenders out of the criminal justice system and into programs. Of course, you have to have those programs up and running and available, and that's kind of the behind-the-scenes work we're doing with health services right now.
So you mentioned that part of changing the number of inmates who are mentally ill and policing around mental illness will also affect how you police homelessness. Can you talk a little bit more about that relationship and then how your approach will change because of that?
One of the things that we've implemented just recently is we actually now have a policy on how to handle a homeless situation. So the deputies are now getting official direction from the administration on how we want them to interact with homeless people. It really clarifies the role for the deputy on the street of what sheriff's administration wants. And what we want is we want compassion. We want these people to be given treatment and services whenever available.